Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I am the heartbeat of the universe and the wellspring of life's infinite possibilities. With each breath, I nurture, I guide, and I empower. My presence is a sanctuary. My touch is a gentle caress of wisdom and compassion. I am the roots that ground my child. I am the branches that lift my child up. I am a mother, a healer, a warrior, all wrapped in one magnificent soul. That's who I am. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back, beautiful people. I hope everybody is feeling loved, feeling seen, feeling heard wherever you are today. Welcome back to another Moment with Joy. And y'all already know what time it is. It's our time to heal, evolve, and transform together in a sacred space. And this is your favorite podcast where we dive into real and raw conversations about mental health, self-discovery, and wellness, okay? And if this is your first time, I am Joy River, certified life coach, and I am your host. And today's episode is a special one. We're talking about something that many of us can definitely relate to, the journey of loving our bodies after having children. Okay. And before we dive into that, let's see what some moms had to say about their bodies after giving birth. How has your perception of beauty and self-image changed since being a mother? And what has this had on your relationship with your body?
I think for me, the beauty would be the gift of giving.
Yeah.
And that beauty, it wasn't necessarily about the way that I look, but what can I give my kids mm-hmm. of me, mm-hmm. you know, from my spirit, from my soul. That became the beauty of me. Mm-hmm. That also translated into my marriage. So, yeah.
I love it. And I'm a runner. And so, you know, I move my body a lot every day. And your body just feels a little bit different after having kids. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you just put in the exercises and the work and you do what you need to do. And usually you kind of start to get it back and or you appreciate what you have. And you're so thankful. It's so worth it for the kids that you get out of it. So,
in what ways do you think society's expectations and pressures influence how mothers view their bodies after childbirth?
I think the perception sometimes can be, I guess, warped unless you are in those shoes, unless you are experiencing what the woman is feeling mm-hmm. and experiencing with the body. I used to always say when I had my first one, it's like I feel like I was an alien in my body, mm-hmm. right? Because there it is, and it's stretching you. Yep. The baby is kicking, he's pushing, and you know, they're stretching you. And so you're always wondering, can I get back to that place? Mm-hmm. And unless you are that person experiencing that, you just don't know. Yeah. And so the perception of being a thin person or being stacked,
snapping back,
it's just not mm-hmm. gonna happen. And unless, you know, I have seen fit mothers who work out throughout the pregnancy and they just stay fit. And once the baby comes, it's easy. One of the things that did help me when I snapped back both of my my older kiddos, I breastfed, and so that helps.
Yeah, it did.
And it helped a lot. Mm-hmm. But my other two, they just didn't want to. So the work became my work.
Yeah.
The work originally was on my kids. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think society, going back to the societal portion of it, I think that, you know, just being a little bit more patient, mm-hmm. Understanding the differences and the changes of the woman's body would, you know, I think you just need some balance in that.
I love it. Mm-hmm. 'Cause society, y'all be on there snapping back, and a lot of people have money to do stuff that other people just can't.
Yep.
And they make it the norm, and it's not. It takes some women 5 years to get out of postpartum. You know what I mean? So
today I felt called to dive deep into a topic that's close to our hearts, motherhood, and the incredible changes our bodies go through. Pregnancy and labor can sometimes be overlooked, but let me tell you, it's truly significant. Our bodies stretch and transform to make room for new life, and that in itself is so powerful and beautiful. We are blessed with the amazing privilege of bringing life into this world. And after giving birth, our bodies undergo changes that may leave us feeling different, but let me remind you, it is all a part of the miraculous process. Whether it's the way things hang a little differently or the symmetry, it can be a little bit off because of breastfeeding. But our bodies bear the marks of this incredible experience, and we should embrace it, okay? Embracing this new version of ourselves, this evolved and mature woman, is where true empowerment lies. It's about learning to love and appreciate our bodies again, despite the challenges and imperfections we may perceive. Picture this. From the moment new life starts to blossom within us, our bodies embark on an extraordinary journey of expansion and converting. Our bellies swell with the promise of new beginnings. Our skin stretches to accommodate the growing miracle nestled within us. And our hearts beat in rhythm with the pulse of the new life that is inside of us. But it doesn't stop there. It does not stop there. The change continues to unfold postpartum as we navigate the ebbs and flows of recovery, healing, and rediscovery. And healing can be different for us all. I know for a fact my healing process was long. It was long, okay? It took me months to heal when they said 6 weeks. Okay. And in the rediscovery part, our breast may bear witness to the nurturing journey we embark upon. One slightly larger than the other, perhaps a reminder of the sacred act of breastfeeding. Because moms, y'all know the baby will favor one over the other. And who ain't gonna starve is my baby. Okay. So you will see the changes there. And our hips begin to widen. Our skin may bear the delicate lacework of stretch marks. And our muscles may whisper stories of the resilience and surrender that we gave it to it. Okay. And let's not forget the invisible transformations that take place within us. The ones that shape our very essence as women and mothers. Our minds expand with this newfound wisdom, intuition that only comes with motherhood, and spirits deepen the well of unconditional love that spring forth. And that love is like no other. And it comes with a wrath that most don't discuss, but tread lightly when it comes to the life I brought into this world, okay? Because I'm standing on business by mine, okay? I'm telling you. And moms, y'all know, when we had those babies, we might not know nothing when they come into this world. But I promise you, the moment that we see them, motherhood just becomes the thing. We get wisdom. We get knowledge. We get all the things that the baby needs when they are in our hands, okay? And we must embrace these changes and newfound wisdoms with grace and sometimes sorrow. Because it's new. We sometimes don't know exactly what to do. And our souls dance with this joy and also with the challenges of this sacred path that we call motherhood. Okay? So challenges in loving your body after having kids. After giving birth, many women face challenges in accepting and loving their bodies postpartum. Okay, the physical changes such as stretch marks, weight gain, and changes in body shape can be difficult to come to terms with. I know for fact it took me a while. It took me a while to understand that my body had matured, and I'm not alone, and neither are you. Okay? Perception of beauty and self-image after motherhood. Motherhood can redefine one's perception of beauty and self-image. The focus shifts from outside appearances to qualities like strength, resilience, and the love you have for your children. This shift in perspective can lead to a deeper appreciation of your body for the incredible journey it has been through, and the realization that true beauty comes from within. We have to start embracing and appreciating our postpartum body. It is important, y'all. Embracing and appreciating your postpartum body involves practicing self-care strategies that help you feel comfortable and confident in your skin, your new skin, okay? How does society's expectations and pressures on mothers affect us? Okay, and it can weigh heavily, heavily on new mothers, okay? The pressure can heavily influence mothers on how they view their bodies after childbirth, because y'all see some celebrities got the bounce back, and a lot of them had surgery. Some of them naturally just bounce back, but let's be real. Everybody don't bounce back immediately after having a baby, and the pressure to bounce back to pre-pregnancy weight and appearance, coupled with unrealistic beauty standards portrayed in media, can create feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt. Okay? And I'm here to tell you, mother. I'm here to tell you, mom. You have to say to yourself, who am I? In the moments where you're feeling like I felt many times, like, look at my body. Before I had this baby, everything was looking up. Okay? It was looking up. And after I had my baby, everything started to look a little down. Okay? It changed. But you have to start, and you have to say to yourself, who am I? I am this divine vessel, this portal who birthed life into this world. I am a force of nature, a vessel of creation, the very essence of love and strength intertwined. I am the heartbeat of the universe and the wellspring of life's infinite possibilities. With each breath, I nurture, I guide, and I empower. My presence is a sanctuary. My touch is a gentle caress of wisdom and compassion. I am the roots that ground my child. I am the branches that lift my child up. I am a mother, a healer, a warrior, all wrapped in one magnificent soul. That's who I am. The embodiment of love in its purest form. A living testament to the beauty and power of creation itself. She is a mother, okay? You have to say that I am a mother who has given life to this world, and my light shines brighter than 1,000 suns. That is who we are, moms. That's who we are, powerful. And let no one tell you otherwise. No matter how many stretch marks, no matter how many scars, rub coconut on the scars. Do you hear me?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No, or just oil them down and allow them to be kissed by the sun and adored. Because a life came from you. You're a life giver. That's who you are. And I felt the need to say that to somebody because it matters. Life giver, that's who you are. A mom, that's who you are. Embrace it and love on yourself, okay? So how did I bounce back to loving myself and accepting my body and all the changes that it went through? How can we reclaim our sense of wholeness, okay? And beauty in the midst of this transformation. And I have a multitude of ways and practices and rituals to guide you back to the radiant core of your being, okay? The first way, and I'm not going to say them all, but the first way today is honor the sacred temple called you. Every day, take a moment to stand in front of the mirror, look deep into your own soul, y'all, and shower your vessel with love and gratitude for carrying the divine gift of life within you. When I look in the mirror each morning, I see a reflection of a warrior queen, and I mean who has overcome challenges and embraced her power. That's who I see. And I speak words of love and thanks to myself because I carried my baby all the way through and I carried myself all the way through and we overcame it. That is how you honor your temple, life giver. Everything about you is beautiful, okay? Now we have to dance with our bodies, okay? Let the joy of movement flow through you in all its forms. From the gentle sway of your hips to the fierce power of your warrior stance, allow your body to be the canvas that paints your soul. Okay? When I dance, I feel the music moving through my veins, guiding my every move. Whether swaying softly or striking a powerful pose, my body becomes a vessel of expression of my innermost emotions and desires. Get up and move your body. Move your hips and let's loosen the tension that we have surrounding that. It may look a little different. It may be a little more jiggly than it used to be, but we're gonna move this body and we're gonna love this body through it. Okay, moms? What else? Feed your soul. Nurture yourself with the foods that not only sustain your body, but also uplift your spirit. Approach cooking with love, okay? And I mean, y'all, relishing every... I love food. I tell my people all the time, send me a picture of what you eat. Approach your cooking for yourself and your family with love. Enjoy every bite and appreciate all the things that you created in that meal, okay? When I prepare a meal, I promise you, I infuse every ingredient with love and intention, knowing that the energy I put into my food will nourish not only just my body, but also my soul. And with every bite, I experience a deep sense of fulfillment and connection to the world around me. Y'all, start feeding your soul and feeding your body with alive foods, foods that are alive, not dead. Okay, especially when we're healing and starting to learn love our bodies again. Alive foods. Okay, embracing your imperfections. That's what I had to do. I had to embrace that it's not perfect anymore. Because I called my body before I had a baby perfect. But listen, it's still, anyway. Embrace the imperfections. Celebrate the uniqueness of your journey by embracing the scars, the marks that adorn your being. They not messing it up. It's adornment. Okay? Each perfection is a symbol of the magic and wisdom you have gathered along the way. So you have to wear those scars and imperfections with pride, for they serve as reminders of the battles that you fought and the lessons that you've learned. They are a testament to your resilience and your strength. And these scars are they hold the stories that make you who you are today, a mom, a life giver, a portal. Okay? So take a moment each day and stand before the mirror and gaze into your own eyes and speak words of love and gratitude into yourself. Spend time in front of the mirror and practice positive self-talk and affirmations. Instead of focusing on perceived flaws and imperfections, take a moment to admire and appreciate the changes your body has gone through. Embrace, what are we embracing? Our scars, our stretch marks, and every other symbol that says, I gave birth. Compliment yourself and learn to see beauty in every part of your body. Y'all, my doctor had to show me myself because after I had that baby, I just could not see myself the same. It was hard for me, and I'm not the only one. It was hard for me to look at myself the same. And she had to tell me, you're mature now. You're a woman. You gave life. It's okay. You got to start looking at your body. And in the community, I'm going to go into detail about things that I had to learn over again, things that I had to actually look at that I can't say on this podcast. But for moms, if you're interested, join the empowerment circle, where I am going to dive deep into my experience after childbirth and the 6 months that it took me to heal and all the things that I went through and how I overcame them. And I want to share that story with you guys. So please join the community. The link is in the description below. So what else? Let me get back to this episode. Body positivity journal. Start a journal that is positive about your body. Okay? This is your safe space to express your thoughts and your feelings about your body. Use this journal to write down things you love about yourself, moments of self-acceptance and positive affirmations, and reflect on them daily. And I mean from carrying and nurturing a child, overcoming different challenges, all the things. And this practice can shift your focus towards self-love, gratitude, and acceptance. Another thing that really helped me was I started getting dressed. A lot of moms, when we had a baby, we tend to wear clothes that are very comfortable. That's what we call it, comfortable. But we kind of lose ourselves in that. And I want y'all to start dressing up. I want y'all to start putting on an outfit and choose the clothes that make you feel confident and comfortable and authentic to your personal style. Can't nobody dress for you. So, you know, find what works for you, but put it on. Give what it need to give, okay? And experiment with different outfits that highlight your favorite features and make you feel good about you. Don't be afraid to wear clothes that make you happy, regardless of what you're going to do. Dressing for yourself can boost your self-esteem immediately, okay? So what we going to do? We're going to put on the outfit. We're going to wear the lingerie. We're going to put the heels on, and we're going to be sexy all over again. That's what we do, moms, okay? And this is called self-care, self-love. And you have to prioritize this today. Start pampering yourself and nurturing and nourishing your body. Treat yourself to long baths. Go get you a massage. Start a skincare routine. Do something for you. And I mean, let me tell you, when you use the oils, because I make my own oils and I make sure I put rose petals in my oil, and it just makes me feel good and it relaxes me, and I begin to unwind and I begin to love how my body feels so soft afterwards. So we have to start doing what? Showing up for us, loving on us, and getting back to loving your body. You have to show your body some love through self-care, and it will promote well-being and self-appreciation. I promise you. Okay, what else did I have to do? I had to start celebrating my body's strength. Okay, acknowledge and celebrate the strength and the capabilities of your body beyond its appearance. Engage in activities that make you feel strong and empowered, whether it's dancing, hiking, practicing yoga, because yoga will try you. Okay, it looks real calm, but once you get in there, I promise you, I sweated more doing yoga than I did walking. So get out there and remember that you are a strong being, okay? And recognize the incredible things that your body went through and what your body can do. Focus on how it makes you feel rather than how it makes you look, and appreciate your body for all the ways it supported you through those 9 months, and now it's going to support you after. Okay, motherhood is a daily journey. Okay, and by incorporating these realistic ways, y'all, because all of us can do these, you can gradually foster a deep sense of self-love, acceptance, and appreciation for your body as a mature woman and mother. Embrace your uniqueness and celebrate your journey and prioritize your well-being, especially when this new baby comes into play. You're not unimportant in this process. You're very important, because if you're well, your baby will be well. If you're not well, your baby won't. So you have to prioritize your well-being and your happiness, because it will matter to that baby. Okay? In conclusion, y'all, this journey of loving your body after having children is deeply personal and transformative. By practicing self-compassion, reframing your perspective on beauty, engaging in self-care practices, and challenging society's expectations of your bounce back, you can cultivate a greater sense of self-acceptance and appreciation for your body postpartum. Embracing your mom bod is what I call it, with pride and confidence, is a testament to your strength, love, and resilience that defines your unique journey of motherhood. And I want to thank every mom for joining me today. And remember, if you want to dive deeper into this subject of our bodies and us getting back to loving our bodies the way they look now, even if you, because I've only had one, if you had 3, 4, 5 children, your body goes through those changes. And I want you to come to the community and get some love so we can get back to loving our bodies. Okay? Your body is a reflection of the incredible journey you've been on. And it deserves love, respect, and appreciation. No matter who says what, you deserve love, respect, and appreciation for bringing life into this world. Embrace your mom bod with pride, y'all, for it tells the story of strength. So until next time, y'all, take care. Love on yourselves so you can love your babies better. And love on each other. Until next time, peace.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.